Our last item on for today is the Judicial Council Distinguished Service Awards. This is an action item, and Justice Baxter and Ms. Claudia Fernandez presenting.
Thank you very much, Chief. It's always a special honor to be able to present the recommendations for the Judicial Council Distinguished Service recommendations to the Council as a recommendation for action. You'll find our report and the information on the awards and the nomination process at as item 5 on your materials. The list is in the process of being distributed, but annually the Judicial Council presents 5 Distinguished Service Awards to recognize individuals for significant and positive contributions to improve the administration of justice statewide. We received a number of nominations this year and had many outstanding individuals that exemplify the attributes of these awards. And as we have done in previous years, these awards will be presented at an event scheduled during our December Council meeting in San Francisco, along with the Benjamin Aranda Award. And the announcement on that award will be forthcoming. The nominations were reviewed by Justice Miller, Justice Hall, and myself, with very able assistance from Judge Jarre and Claudia Fernandez. For that, we thank you. So we are recommending for the Council's approval the following individuals for their extraordinary contributions and leadership. For the Ronald M. George Award for Judicial Excellence, the recommendation is to present that award to the Honorable Lori Earle, Presiding Judge, Superior Court of Sacramento. For the William C. Vickery Leadership in Judicial Administration Award, the recommendation is to present that award to Kim Turner, Executive Officer, Superior Court, County of Marin. And for the Bernard E. Witkin Amicus Curiae Award, honoring individuals for their outstanding contribution to the courts of California, the recommendation is to present that award to the Honorable David M. Rothman, retired judge, Los Angeles Superior Court. A name I might add that is synonymous with judicial ethics. And for the Richard D. Huffman Justice for Children and Families Award, two individuals are recommended for this award. Judge Becky Dugan of the Superior Court in Riverside and retired Court of Appeal Justice Lawrence D. Kay, who chairs the Domestic Violence Practice and Procedure Task Force. And finally, for the Stanley Mosque Defender of Justice Award, honoring an individual from federal, state, and or local government for significant contributions to advancing equal access to fair and consistent justice in California. A native of California, a member of the California Bar, and an individual who has an impeccable reputation and record of service at the highest levels of government, Secretary Leon Panetta. So with that, Chief, I would move the recommendations.
Thank you, Justice Baxter. A second by Judge Baker and Judge Hardcastle. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you. Matter passes. This concludes our business meeting today. We will reconvene tomorrow, Friday, August 23rd at 8:30. Thank you.